Hello again, everybody. Long time no see. I have a quick Muta story to tell. Some of you who watched WCW and its death rattle may remember this. But I am the only man who no-sold Muta's green mist. Don't boo it. I was made to no-sell it. Who do you think you can blame for that? Good one, young man, Vince Russo. I was supposed to go backstage to change my shirt to do a skit with Alan Funk. Remember Kwee Wee? And the excuse was Muta was going to blow mist at my shirt for no reason to give me the excuse to go backstage. And I said to Russo, look, he's going to hit me right between the eyes. He's going to miss after all these years. Are you crazy? He goes, no, he'll do what we tell him to. I go, yeah, he'll do what you tell him to. Good luck with that. And of course, I got it right between the eyes and no-sold it and went backstage. And that's kind of the way WCW was back then. I hope Muta doesn't remember that, even though he's probably listening right this second. I got to tell you, this is a big thrill for me. I consider this guy to be one of the greatest all-around performers in the history of wrestling anywhere. And to get over in Japan and get over here in North America is just incredible to the degree he did in both places. And everybody does a moonsault today, right? We see it on every show. Muta pioneered the moonsault. He was one of the first to do it, one of the first to perfect it. Just an amazing, amazing performer. In the ring, charisma at the yin-yang. Dominated New Japan, dominated all Japan, dominated every Japan. And also was way over in WCW, feuded with Sting for some great matches in both countries. And the one thing, and we'll talk about this for sure, I can't believe we never turned him babyface in WCW. That seems like something we obviously should have done. The crowd reaction pointed to that, but we never did. But joining me to help conduct the interview is my old friend from WCW, the great Sonny Ono. It's a pleasure to welcome to the stage an absolute wrestling legend doing this for the first time in, boy, maybe ever, and if not ever, I don't know how long. From New Japan, All Japan, WCW, heck, he's worked all over the world. He is Keiji Muto, the great Muta. Wow, this is incredible. Thank you so much for doing this, Sonny. Always a pleasure to see you, as we know. Let's start from the very beginning for Muta. Wrestling is taken very seriously in the culture in Japan. It's a whole different endeavor over there. How old were you when you decided you wanted to do this, and what specifically inspired you?
Maybe 10 years.
10 years. When he was about 10.
And who were your inspiration then? What wrestlers did you observe? And when did you start to take it up?
その時代の時は誰が、日本人のレスラーで、アントニオ猪木さんっていう人が、モハメドアリーとか試合したりとか、このいろんな
At that time when I was 10, there was a guy named by Antonio Inoki, who was, you can give him a clap for Antonio
Inoki. Oh no, let's applaud Inoki, he was incredible.
And he was fighting guys like great Muhammad Ali. He said that got him really inspired to wanted to become a wrestler.
Did you see the Inoki Ali match? I'm kind of curious, what were your impressions of that?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Did you see the match between Inoki and Ali, and what were your impressions of that?
Inoki さんとムハマドアリの試合見ましたか?
テレビで。
Yeah, he said I saw it on television. Yeah.
And what did he think of it? His impressions. It was I don't want to say it was disappointing, but it wasn't as advertised.
どう思いましたかってあの試合はちょっとよあのちち試合は
の試合は very boring だけど
it's a match was boring
だけど緊張感はすごかったですね
he says but the confrontation and anticipation was big
oh no the confrontation just the thought that those guys were going to meet and battle and you're right it did turn out to be a bit boring but nobody forgets it because it was Inoki and it was Ali and it was just an amazing moment
でもあのイベントはみんな忘れないですよねって
はいはい、yeah. はいはい、だからそれからあのこハイスクール卒業してあの専門学校行ってその後だから猪木さんの道場あの会社にあの、はい、入ったの。
He says because of that, I went, you know, I waited, I had to wait till I got out of high school, but then I went to Inoki-san's dojo to become a wrestler.
And besides Inoki, Muda, what other wrestlers inspired you when you were young?
No, 若い時やっぱりあのレスに入ってどういうようなその時代のレスラーをあの Inoki-san 以外に思ってましたかって。
Inoki-san 以外？
うん、Inoki-san 以外のその時代のだから誰が一番武藤さんが若い時に、うん、あの上に見てたっていう人がいましたかって
坂口誠二さんとか、
うん、レッサー口
あとタイガーマスクね
タイガーマスク、
はいうん、まあそんなもんです
よ Yeah, probably those two was probably、うん、my
Well, Sakaguchi, Tiger Mask, certainly two、amazing performers Now,Muda, you have a black belt in judo as well. How did that affect your training for wrestling and what did you incorporate from that?
Muto-san は柔道の黒帯です。ね、で、あの、だから、そう、柔道の技をプロレスにいろいろ入りますかって、あの。
No. 最初、違うから柔道とプロレス。柔道のことを全て忘れることから始めた。
He says, he didn't incorporate judo in his pro wrestling because it's such a separate, different kind of techniques, what we call waza. So he said he didn't, you know, he didn't incorporate that so much into his pro wrestling.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Hiro Matsuda trained you in the New Japan Jojo. He was known for being a very tough trainer. What was he like for you to work with and what were some of the finer points you learned from him?
ヒロ・マツダさんが新日本の道場にあの違う？
ヒロ・マツダさんはタンパ、フロリダ。
No, he didn't.、うん、he didn't train with Hiro Matsuda because Hiro Matsuda was living in Tampa while he was training in Japan.
Okay, well, forgive me for that error. Who trained you then in New Japan Dojo? Who were the primary teachers when you came through?
その若手の時に誰があの先生だったんですかって
山本小鉄っていう
山本
小鉄ヤマハブラザーズでアメリカを、うん、もうベリーオールドタイマーバッター昔はまだ科学的じゃなくて練習中水飲んだらダメだしヒンズスクワットね2000回やらされて、
うん、He says people don't understand the training in JapanI do, because I just got back from Japan, but the training in Japan is much easier now than when he was a young boy, because you couldn't drink water, you know. すごく厳しいもんね、日本の。その時代の時はすごく厳しかったでしょ。
ヒンズスクワット2000回やられて。
He said he had to do 2,000 push-ups.
Every day. That's why now, bad knee.
He said, that's why I have a bad knee.
Yeah.
What, 2,000 push-ups?
Yeah. 2,000 push-ups.
Yeah.
Oh. Talk about some of the traditions for being a young boy in the New Japan Dojo. Some of the things you do for the older wrestlers and how that contributed to your development.
So, why he was training back then, you mean? その、武藤さんが若手の時に、習ってた時に、今と違うでしょだから
今と違う、うん、
だからどういうその厳しい、うん、どういうことが武藤さんにまだ入ってますかって、
うん、
だからそういうトレーニング、ね、
スピリッツが強くなっただけだよ、う
ん、So he says、うん、one thing is left in me is the never give up spirit that he teaches you because ねやめちゃったら捨てられちゃうでしょBack in the days. 昔は
先輩に怒られる。
He says, back in the days, you know, if you stopped or you quit, you know, you, there goes your chance, or you get your ass beat by a senpai.
Now, you say it's easier for the training now. Is that good or bad for the young boys coming through now? Should it still be as hard as it used to be?
今の練習してる選手は昔のように厳しくないから。
ないない、もっと合理的に。
だから、どう思いますかって。
まあ、幸せ。
This is new young boy who trains now are very lucky. Very 幸せ means very, very lucky, and they don't have to go through the stuff that you went through.
今ね、ニュージャパンの、ね、ニュージャパンの会社の方は飯塚っていう俺の後輩が今コーチになったんですよ、ね、だからやっぱり昔スタイルのトレーニングをしてるからニュージャパン若い新弟子みんな辞めちゃったって。
He says, he says they brought in, and he's talking about New Japan training. They brought in all coaches from the back in the days. He says all the young boys that was there, they all quit. They didn't want it, they couldn't take the old style. できなかった。
みんな、いや、昔のスタイルをみんな、いいやついたね、1メーター90何センチ、いいやつみんなやめちゃった。
He said there was a lot of great potential new wrestlers, young boys, at New Japan Dojo.But because training was so, you know, all style, they went back to all style training, they all quit.
Has he done any training? Has he trained in, you know, young boys at all himself?
Muto-san wa nanka mada oshieru desu ka tte
dojo? Iya, oshiete nai desu. Ore, Wrestle One teiyu kaisha no daifyou yatteru desu kedo, de soko de pro-wrestle gakko yatteru desu kedo, icho koucho sensei da kedo, oshieru no wa hoka no hito ga oshiete masu.
He says he is now the a chairman of Wrestle One company. And of course, Kaz Hayashi, if you remember Kaz Hayashi, he is now the president of the company. I just visited his dojo. They have a great facility in Shinjuku. I just brought some American wrestler over there to train over there. But he doesn't, he has an instructor there that teaches at the dojo. But he doesn't have nothing to do with training those guys.
あのね。それはもう学校だからプロレスの誰でも入学金4000ドル払ったら誰でも親切丁寧に教えプロレスを教えますのでぜひよろしくお願いします。
He says this is a little advertisement. He says Russell One Dojo in Japan is a place where any potential wrestler can come and train, and soLike back in old days, you know, you don't have to fear getting your ass kicked all the time. And you're welcome to come and train at the Russell One Dojo. Sometimes you see Great Muda there walking around in a locker room, but he won't be teaching her. But they got a great guys, like Kaz Hayashi, and he's the president of the company. And all the time I was there 2 weeks ago, he was there every day helping with training. So if you got any aspiring guys who wants to go over there,Please go to Wrestle One Dojo and you can find it, or contact me and I can get you over there.
Let me jump ahead to Wrestle One and the current status of the company. How hard is it to, you know, to have a newer company, you know, get over in Japan and be successful, and you know, how much work is required to do that?
Wrestle One のことですけど、大変ですかって新しい会社をプロレス会社を作るのは
大変ですね。今日本に
Very difficult.
多分狭い日本に80以上の団体がプロレス団体がある。
He says, tiny country of Japan have right now over 80 independent companies, 80 pro wrestling companies. So it's a lot of competition. So it's difficult.But Russell One is one of the top two or three. Of course, there's New Japan, Russell One, Pro Wrestling Noah, Zero One,
DDT.
Of course, you know who DDT is, who made DDT famous. You know, Mr. Omega.
Kenny Omega, right.
Yeah. So those are the top companies in Japan right now.
Now, your first match was in October 1984 against Masa Chono. And that just sparked a legendary series between you two over the years, a great rivalry. Talk about your careers, because they've kind of paralleled each other, and boy, I don't know if he's your best opponent all time, Muta, but he's got to be pretty close.
Him and who?
Chono.
Oh, Chono-san. Chono-san wa, yappari, onaji jidai no hou ni, Muto-san to issho ni agatte itte, de shiai mo ippai atta deshu, issho ni, Shin Nippon de. Da kare no koto wa yappari, mada rival desu ka atte.
He no more wrestling. Retire koso shite
nai kedo. He's already retired, the Chono-san. So he's no longer my rival. But, demo.
Demo, Chono no doukyusei ga ore no ima no nyōbo de attari.
He says there's a lot of things that for the first time for you guys, you'll love this. That she's actually here in the audience today. Is great. Keiji Muda's wife is actually a classmate of Mr. Chono from junior high school, and that's one of the reason the Muto-san have a little debt to pay to Mr. Chono, because that's how he got introduced to his great wife. She's out there somewhere. Is she out there somewhere? I don't know. But yeah, so there's a lot of intertwined thing goes on in that rivalry.
Now, Japanese wrestlers back when you started were sent all over the world to learn different styles and get experience. And I want to talk about some of the places you wrestled in America when you were young. First off, you were in Florida as a Super White Ninja. That was your first time in America. What do you recall from there?
一番初めに America 来た時, Super White Ninja で来て?
違う、ホワイトニンジャ。その時、ブッカーが和風マクダニエル? ブッカー。
マクダニエル?
Yeah,
和風マクダニエル。It was a booker then.
で、テネシーかどっかにブラックニンジャがいるから、ブラックはあるから、じゃあお前ホワイトでやれって言って、ホワイトニンジャ。
He says there was a black ninja at the time, so you become a white ninja.
で、ブラックニンジャで試合をしたら、あ、だホワイトニンジャで試合をしたら、お前全然ホワイトじゃねえじゃねえかって言って、ザ・ニンジャになった。
He says at that time, he says he saw him got introduced as a white ninja and went ahead a match, and Waffle says, what's white about you? So we're gonna make you just a ninja.
So from white ninja to just plain ninja. Now, who were some of the Americans you worked with in Florida, and what was that experience like?
その時代の時にフロリダで試合した人は覚えてますかって。
Windham brother.
Windham brothers.
Buddy Windham and Kendall Windham.
Kendall Windham.
Lex Luger.
Luger.
Luger. Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I don't know, I forget. Kevin and...
Van Eric?
Sullivan? Kevin... What is it? Kevin...
Kevin Sullivan?
Kevin Sullivan. Oh,
Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah.
He was in Florida for a long time.
Also, my manager, Humperdinck.
Got it.
Humperdinck.
Sir Oliver Humperdinck.
Humperdinck. Yeah. My manager.
Oh, Humperdinck, yeah.
Humperdinck.
Yeah. It was his manager, right. Yeah. Initial manager. Yeah.
That figures, that ties in with the timeline.
Also, Fabulous Ones. Fabulous Ones. Kirak... Khan. Steve Khan. Steve Khan. Steve Khan and... what? Fabulous Ones. Steve Khan and...
Steve Kern.
Yeah.
Steve Kern?
Oh, Steve Kern!
To... What did I forget his name? Fabulous Ones.
He says there was a lot, but I forget his name. But...
Now, you went from there to Puerto Rico for Carlos Colon World Wrestling Council. What was it like there? That was a really bloody territory.
Puerto Rico で試合した時はどうだったって。
いや、すごい心地よかったです。島がちっちゃくて、毎日帰ってこれるから。
He says it was easy to go. He said, I really loved it there.
Now, that was a very bloody territory, though. Very violent matches. A lot of color was...
なんかすごい街が危ない街があったみたいですね、その時代の時は。
そうですね、俺が行った時にあのブルーザー・ブロディも殺されたからね。あの時俺いましたから。
He said, I was there when Bruce Brody got killed.
Oh, you were there when that happened?
Yeah, but 控え室が違うからね。
He says, I was there at the same place.
Right, no, I didn't know that. That must have been a shock to everybody, a shock to you at that time.
僕は知らな彼は知らなかったその時に武藤さんがそこにいたのは。
あ、いや、いました、いました。
Yeah, he says, I was there.
Now, what did you learn in Puerto Rico? How did that style affect what you did moving forward?
あの、プロリコの試合は、スタイルはちょっと違いましたかって。
More like a Japanese style.
He says, more Japanese style. Probably a little stiffer, I'm guessing.
Now, you went from there to Dallas.Where you became Super Black Ninja. That was working for the Von Erichs.
Super Black Ninja になってダラスにその後行きましたねって。
だからブロディが殺されちゃって、あのアメリカから来てるねアメリカのレスラーがみんなもう帰るってやめ。
He says after the incident with Brody, all the American wrestlers said, "That's it, we're leaving."
で俺のパートナーのケント長崎がダラスに。住んでるから。
His partner was Kendo Nagasaki, who lived in Dallas at the time. That's why he went to Dallas.
だからテキサスで試合。
That's how I started wrestling in Texas.
And what was the Dallas experience like, Muta? That was the Von Erich family. They certainly had their troubles at the time. You know, what are some of your memories from there?
ダラスの試合の時代の思い出がありますかって。
プッシュしてもらって最初あのフットボールのあのスタジアムでビッグショーやったんだけどハンディキャップで4対1でやらせてもらったんですよ、うん、で4対で 4人やっつけなきゃならないからさバンやってバンやってバンやってバンやったらもうこっち生き返ってるからさバンやってバン
He says
very blow up
He says what I remember was is they gave him a great push in Texas but and he once remember having a matchAt the baseball stadium, but he was 4-1, and he said, you know, he had to go pretty quickly, like one after another, and he ended up becoming a little stiff at the end there.
Well, no, it was so you were the one against four. Who were the four?
その4人の試合した人覚えてますかって。
覚えてない。
No, he doesn't remember.
Now, You went from there to the NWA, which was, you know, when you really...
その後は NWA に行きましたねって。
ジョージ・スコット。
ジョージ・スコット。
ブッカーだったんですよ。WCW。WCW。
Right, right. WCW. Yes, right. And that was 1989. How did you come to go there? Who contacted you? And what was the process like to get to that point?
Thank you. 1989年の時に。
はい。
だから、行きましたよね。
はい。
He said, yeah, he went there.
Joe Scott called me.
Yeah, they called him to ask him to come at the time.
Now, you had, that's when you first became billed as the Great Muta. Whose idea was that? The makeup, all that stuff? Who came up with the concept of the Great Muta for WCW?
その時に、Great Muta が出て、誰が Great Muta を。
ちょっと顔がベビーフェイスすぎるから日本人はヒールの方がいいからということでだけど、ね、ベビーフェイスすぎるから顔全部塗ったくってくれって言われて
so they thought he was too handsome
understandable
too good looking right So they said, well, Japanese is better.
You used to be a lot of hair, you know.
I used to have a lot of hair, so I look a lot better than I am now. But he says, it's better for Japanese to be a heel. So since you're too good looking to come out like that, so we'll paint your whole face. And that's how Great Muta came about.
で、塗ったくって、最初鏡を見て漢字を書いてた、日本の漢字をね。漢字を書いてていつも一人じゃないですかで鏡で見て書いてて日本から送られてきてる雑誌を見て初めてバックワードになってるっていうのが
So this is a good one. So he's just telling a story. So first time when they attempt to paint his face, come out with a great Muta. Omuda. And so they painted his face, and he thought he should write a Chinese character, you know, kanji character on his face. He wrote on there. But he wrote it, you know, he did his makeup himself in front of the mirror. And he didn't realize until he saw the picture of himself in Japanese magazine, pro wrestling magazine, that all the writing on his face was written in backward. Like.
で、名前もアナウンサーによってグレート・モト、本当はムトっていう名前ね。本当
は、so、my real name is ムト。
だけどアナウンサーがモトって言ったり、ムタと言ったりして、ムトがいなくて、どっちだって統一したね、ムタになった。
This is reason, this is great, this is first time for me, listen to this.Reason why Great Muda came about is because I'm going to add little things here. So great stupid American announcer couldn't say his name correctly. So he became sometimes it was Great Muto, Great Muta, Great Muchi. So he says, so that's why his name ended up being Great Muda.
That's a true story.
That's a true story.
Now, playing the Great Muda, well, the Great Muda never talked. You've never talked with the makeup on, have you?
Great Muda は話さないですよね。
はい。あの、日本では、あの、日本では、
In Japan,
武藤刑事とグレートムタは違う。
It's a two separate person, certainly in Japan, and all the Japanese fans actually see them as a whole two different person, two different...It's a persona, but it's two different. You know, Great Muda is the scary, poison spraying, non-speaking, a monster, right?
Right.
So, right. So it's a total different character. And believe it or not, even today, you know, I'm sure most of your fan here knows because they're smart fans here, but, you know, the kayfabe is absolute. And I'm going to tell you a little quick story.One of the Tokyo Dome shows that I was at, big shows, you know, thousands of people in Tokyo Dome show, and there was a wrestler from New Japan named Gray Hase, and I was introduced to his wife earlier, and he had a match, Hase-san had a match with Ric Flair, a big Dome show, I think it was one of the main events, and I just remember when she came running around the Dome,I ran into her, and she says, tears pouring down her eyes, and she says, oh, and they're spouse, they're married, and she was totally kayfabe. She said, she didn't know anything about it, and she says, God, he was so close, he almost won. And it's even to this day, it's still like that.
Sunny-san, この後俺、サイン撮影会があるんですよね。その時はこれとグレートブタどっちが皆さん写真撮る
He says he has a question. He says, after this, I'm going to be signing. Who would you like to have a picture and signing with? KG Muto or Great Muda?
グレートブタ、グレートブタめんどくさいんだよ。
He says, it's a lot of work for him to go get Great Muda. Just want you to know. He's willing, but he just wants you to know. So one more time,Great KG Muto or、wow. Great Muta? Show an answer. Great Muta. Yeah, change Muta. Yeah, you have to go get Great Muta.
Wow.
when you played Great Muta, and for that matter, when you played the ninja characters, did that ever feel stereotypical to you that they asked you to put the face paint on and blow the green mist and be a typical Japanese heel?Did you feel your character could have done something different? Did you ever, like, were you ever against that here in America?
だから、今でも、あの、Great Muta のキャラクターになった時は、あの時代でもね、でも、もっとやりたいことあったって、それでよかったんですかって、その Great Muta のキャラクターになって、もっとやりたいことはいろいろありましたか、
もともと髪の毛があってね、あの、ペイントしてたんだけど、
Back in the days, I had a hair and I had a painted face.
Too much, あの、アメリカン、Boys, too much pull hair. でなくなっちゃったから。
He says American boys always pull my hair, so I lost all my hair.
スキンヘッドにして、
he said, I became
ペイントしたらかっこ悪いから今のああいうスタイルになった。
He said, I have a new, he says, I look like, I have a new great Muda, and something like, he had a match actually last week with Pro Wrestling Noah, and actually his gimmick is like phenomenal. Wouldn't you agree? Way he, you guys seen it, way he comes out. だから素晴らしいさ、great Muda は素晴らしいギミック持ってるから、みんなそれ見たいんですよね。しょうがない。
めんどくさいんだよ。
He says it's a lot of work to go get great Muda. He just wants you to know.
Now, just a little bit ago, you visited with Sting, and you had a lot of great matches with Sting here in America with WCW. What made him such a great opponent for you? The face paint thing was kind of cool with both of you, and I thought your styles worked together perfectly.
今 Sting と会いましたよね。
はい、
会いました。それで、WCW 時代の時いろいろいっぱいすごい試合があって、
どう思う？なんか Sting が俺にコンプレインばっかりしてたね。なんか不平不満ばっかり言ってたね。
He says Sting always complained about, you know, even just now in the back.He was talking about Sting always complained that I didn't work enough. That the Sting did all the work. I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
What does he mean by not work enough? I always thought he worked plenty.
Yeah, 彼は、武藤さんは素晴らしい試合を見せてくれましたけどと僕は思うのはって彼はね。でも、なんで Sting が文句言ってんですかねって。
Maybe me lazy.
You think? I guess you don't need translation on that one.
No, I never thought you were lazy, Muda, but if Sting says so. Who were some of your other favorite opponents in WCW? Who do you feel you worked well with back then?
WCW で、その時代の時、試合したの、誰が、フェイブリット、一番楽しかったよく試合したと思いますか?
Sting と、
Sting number one.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair とも、ね、何度も試合して、
Hey. I know her. Medusa, we all know her, don't we?
Same. No change.
She doesn't change. Yeah. She doesn't. No, 本当だよね。すごいよね。いい。なんだよ。なんだ。アメリカ人ではすごいですよね。
ね。
I said for American, you look pretty good.
Remember?
I remember you.
変な外人ね。
どうして僕外人？
うるさいの。
日本語うまいね。
10年前、日本、私の、ブルカさん、ジュースプロレスリング、分かった
分からないよ、
何 I'll translate for
you. I really want to know this translation.
15 years ago.
サニーさん、こんな仲良く見えるけど、一回もエッチしてないからね。
He says, it looks like we're friends, but I haven't seen her for 10 years either, so I don't know. No, yeah.
Medusa, she'll be back in just a little bit.
You know, I don't know if you guys know, but Medusa, she, back in the WCW days, you know, when she came over to WCW, one of the hardest things we had to do at WCW was finding an opponent for Debbie, Medusa, because she trained in Japan. Joshi Pro no train shite. She trained in Japan.And just like Muda said earlier about how they train in Japan, the training is like unbelievable. So she's one of the very few American or over there we call gaijins, foreigners, that came to All Japan Pro Wrestling and survived it and became a star. And when she came back to WCW, we had a hard time. You know, WCW...And you know, mid-90s, you know, we brought in Akira Hokuto, Chigusa Nagayo, and Bo Nakano. You know, those were all top Japanese wrestlers at the time. And amazing thing is we had to bring those girls over so Medusa could have an opponent, literally.
And there was nobody credible over here at the time, really.
Yeah, it was amazing. When one time, I don't want to vary too much from here, but One time on a Nitro, there was a cutie Suzuki, little bitty girls, kind of like the champion now here at AEW. And Ozaki, which another 100 and some pound girls, they had a great opening match at WCW. Kevin Sullivan comes to me and says, hey, those girls just tore the house down. Opening match. You know, we only have them for a week, but we're going to put them on TV. Well, next day, I figure because of that, they're going to put them on TV. And Kevin pulls me over to the side and goes, hey, Sonny, we can't put those girls back on TV. I said, why is that? He says, well, they're making our boys look bad.
That's true.
So anyway, so a lot to say about Medusa and women of wrestling from those days and even today. You know, I think she is one of the forerunner of a very, if you can say in Japanese style, strong style, very stiff. You know, I'm always amazed by those girls jumping up the top turnbuckle and doing a double stomp on opponent's gut. That always amazes me. But anyway, I digress. I'm sorry.
These days, Muda, everybody does a moonsault. You turn on TV, everyone does a moonsault. You were one of the first. How do you feel when you watch wrestling now and everybody is doing that?
Moonsault is... Muto-san is famous, right? Yes. So,
now,
in the era, everyone is doing it. What do you think?
I want to like the loyalty. Loyalty.
I'm hoping how I can get loyalty. If I were to get a loyalty, I have no problem. But I'm not getting any loyalty, so.
When you first did that, perfecting it, that had to have taken a toll on your body. I mean, that had to have been bad for your knees, correct?
Moonsault That's why my knee, as a matter of fact, I think he had a surgery.
March.
Last year, March, he had a double knee surgery.
And that's from the moonsault.
Yeah, that's from moonsault. Yeah.
Like a Terminator now. Terminator, the人工関節.
Yeah, he says he had to get a bunch of stuff replaced. And well, what's amazing is he's still wrestling.
Oh, no question. No question. He's still wrestling well.
Yeah, 今でも wrestling, それが不思議ですよね、本当に。他にできない、何も。 He says, I can't do anything else.
Forgive my ignorance. How often do you still do the moonsault? Is that still part of the repertoire?
No, I can't do moonsault anymore. It's after my surgery.
Now, another move you really popularized was the Shining Wizard. Where'd you come up with that? And talk about the development of that move in your arsenal.
Say it again.
The Shining Wizard. How did he come up with that? Who did he?
Shining Wizard. どこから作ったんですか?
これ試合の時偶然に生まれてドラゴンスクリューしてレッグスクリューして次にやろうとしたら相手が遅すぎて遅いからちょっと起き上がったところを膝蹴りしたらお客がうわーって盛り上がったからそれからやる。
He says it was an accident. So what happened was he was supposed to do the technique, but his opponent was too slow coming up. So he went at it, and that's when the fan went over, you know, the big pop. He says, then he became part of his repertoire.
Wow, that's amazing, because that's just a killer move. There's so much impact, there's so much grace to it.
I need money,
loyalty.
He said he would like loyalty for that as well.
Yeah, even Rock, still finish.
Rock does the people's elbows and all that. He says he also wants loyalty for those too.
Fair enough.
And then 日本に来た時請求したよ.
He said when they were, you know, I showed them that when they came to Japan.
Well, that's true. The people's elbow is Muda's elbow.
Yeah.
No question about that. Am I right?
Yeah. みんな覚えてますって.
Well, we'll get the check in the mail as soon as we can. I feel like you've been shorted.
He says, Rock is the number one, probably one of the wealthiest wrestlers right now. So he shouldn't have any problem giving me the royalty.
Now, one thing, and I watched your entire career in America, WCW. How come WCW never turned you babyface? I thought there was so much potential there, but it never happened.
どうして WCW 時代の時に、ベイビーフェイスにならなかったと思いますかって。
ゲリー・ハートは、日本人は、ベイビーフェイスになったら、もうトップに行けないから。
ゲリー・ハート told him that if you're Japanese, and if you became a baby face, you can't get to the top.
Well, I don't know. I think you would have got to the top. I think that would have worked. I mean, how do you feel about it, Muda? Do you think you would have been a good baby face in America?
Well, America, there, もしチャンス、あの時代の時にチャンスがあったら、トップのベイビーになれたと思いますかって。
しゃべれなきゃダメですね。
He says the issue is because I can't interview. I can't talk.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. Even when you didn't talk, even with the face paint, your charisma was so evident. I think it would have worked, but...
Muto-san は Great Muta でもすごいいいカリスマがあるから多分何とかしてできる彼の思うのはねできたと思いますけどってでもやっぱりねインタビューできないと大変だよね。This is it's very difficult if you can't communicate. You know, let's face it, we do TV here. We're
right.
Television.
Now more than ever.
More than ever. So, I was lucky enough to manage everybody from Ultimate Dragon to Great Muta to Chono. And although I just want you to remember, and we had a dinner last night. It was Eric Bischoff and I. We had dinner last night. And I did remind them that the last time we were on a TV together, he double-crossed me and sprayed me with a green mist when I was trying to bring him back to avenge my dishonor by Chono. Of course, that was the creation of NWO Japan. You can give a big hand for that one, because that became one of the biggest New Japan angle. Even today, I think in 1998, they sold something like $7 million worth of T-shirt in Japan.
No, that was my next question, actually.
Biggest angle in Japan. And, well, and he is, him and Chono... Muta and Chono was the Hall and Nash version of Japan.
Hall and Nash, that's correct. Well, let's go before that a little bit. In 1990, you left the WCW.
1990年の WCW の時ですけど。
Went back to New Japan, and you, Chono, and Hashimoto just went through the roof, became huge stars. That must have been a very exciting time for you.
Chono さんと Hashimoto さんと Muto さんが1990年に WCW に来て、すごくヒールで上がって、覚えてますかって。
Too much bump, you know.
He said, I don't remember much because I took too much bumps in my head.
Well, we'll talk about the NWO thing then with you and Chono, because that was very big too.
Chono さんと組んで NWO Japan になって、
はい、
すごく有名になりましたよね。
日本でもね。ただやっぱりカンパニーが潤って、長野も俺もお金もらえなかったから。
This is one of the biggest complaints, and this is all true. I know all kind of detail about this, and if you can read, or you can go to Eric's 83 weeks, and we kind of talked about it, one of his episodes. But one of the most disappointing points, there seemed to be a theme to this tonight's, or this afternoon's, our show here, that he didn't get any royalty. Because when he was the NWO, as I mentioned, they sold like $7 million for the NWO T-shirt. It was great. He got there was a great fan base, got over huge in Japan, but he didn't get one dime of NWO T-shirt merchandise royalty.
7 million T-shirts, not one dime.
$7 million worth of T-shirt, yeah.
Oh, my God.
一銭ももらわなかったよね、本当に。
焼肉ごちそうになっただけですね。
He said, I couldn't even afford to eat the barbecue because there was no loyalty.
Now, you never came back to America for a long time after you left WCW. Why was that?
WCW から終わってから、ずっとアメリカ帰ってこなかったですよねって。どうしてって。
いや、ね。日本は忙しい、ビジーだね、日本。
He said, I was very busy in Japan.
New Japan 辞めてからオールジャパン行ってオールジャパンのボスになっちゃってから。
He says, after I left New Japan, after WCW went back and then he left New Japan, then he went to All Japan. He was the president or the boss of All Japan. Hayashi も一緒にいたんだよ。その時も Hayashi も。
そう。
Yeah, he was there with Kaz Hayashi as well.でその後が、あのラストワン始めたんでしょ？その後で、
レッスルワン。
Yeah, ラストワン始めて。Yeah, of course, he's the chairman of Wrestle One right now. And so, some of the guys from All Japan, went with him to create the new company, Wrestle One.
Now, you never ever worked for WWE. Did that ever come close to happening, and why didn't it happen?
WWE とは WWF とは仕事してないんですよね。行ったことないですよね。
行ってないですね。
I never work with them. And then, 本当はチャンスありましたかって。
どうですかね。誘いはなかったからですね。
He says, I really never really been approached.
Really?
Yeah. 本当ですかって。
噂は聞いて
ほしい。There was words here and there, you know, backward channel word, but nothing directed that the request or anything like that came my way.
Are you sorry that never happened?
残念だと思いますかって。
まあ行ってみたかったですね。
He says, yeah, I think I would like to have tried it. You know.
That kind of would have made the circle complete.
そうすればね、一回ぐるっと回って。
はい、そうですね。ただ、最初の頃、WWE が日本に来た時、フレアと話をしてでで俺フレアがで六本木でごちそうしたんです焼肉コリアンバーベキューねたらトリプル H と奥様の何人かついてきて、うん、
So he had a dinner in Japan with Ric Flair at the Korean barbecue and then Triple H and Stephanie and a bunch of people came alongAnd we all sat down and had dinner, but.
あいつらのは金持ってるのに俺がごちそうしてあげて。
He says, you know, those guys all have, they're wealthy, and but he says, I didn't know I had to pay for the dinner, but, but he says, but there was no offer. お仕事くれなかったです。
お仕事くれもら
った。He says, no, they didn't even give me a job offer.
And they didn't buy the barbecue either.
No, he didn't pay for the dinner either. So.
Well, that's something. Now, your last match in WCW, you did come back briefly in 2000. Your last match was with Sting. That was very fitting, wasn't it?
最後の WCW の試合は2000年の Sting と試合しましたねって。
Too much bump.
Too much bump, I don't really remember.
I don't remember.
Well, that was a good guy to have the last match with, I'm sure.
Was that?
That was a good guy to have the last match with Sting yeah, again.
Yeah, and Sting, それ最後のダビスデミシャイ、Sting とできて、Sting と一緒にできてその時、彼の言うのは良かったですねって、最後の試合は Sting と一緒にやって。
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move on. Now in Japan, you've gone back and forth between Kijimudo and Great Muda.What's that like? That must be very cool to have two characters that are so over that you can rely on and give the fans something different all the time.
日本で、今日本でケイジ・ムトさんとレスラーもいるし、グレイ・ムタもいるし、2人のプルスノできるのは素晴らしいですね。
はい。T シャツ作ってもケイジ・ムトとグレイト・ムト両方作れてるんで、2 times ね、もう。
He says he get 2 times a bang because he get royalty for Great Muta and Keiji Muto. So smart, right? He taking a lot of bump, but I think that part of his brain is working really well. I think.
the money part.
Yeah, good businessman, man.
Now in 2001, as we can see now, you shaved your head.And grew a goatee. What prompted that?
どうして頭の毛を剃ってこのゴティを出したの？どうして作った？
ハゲてきたから。
He said, I became bald. What do you mean?
So that was just organic then?
Yes. 本当にハゲになっちゃったのしょうがないですね。
一番最初、
first time.
アトランタのだから WCW 行ってる時に、日本に帰る時にアパートで剃ったんですよ。
It's the first time I shaved my hair was I was at WCW and I was flying home and first time he shaved his head was in Atlanta. He shaved his head and went home.
でその時5歳のね息子が見て驚いて、なんどうしてって。
He says my five-year-old boy saw him the when he got back. He was absolutely scared and surprised that, that he had a shaved head.
で暗いして、
well, he cried, 泣いちゃった。
泣いて。
He says he cried.
でお前もね悪いことしたらこういう風になるよって言ったらそれからずっといい子になっていい子だった少し。
He said he told his son then that if you do bad things.Your head will fall out and you'll become like me. So he says, ever since then, he's been a very good boy.
As we talked about you, you were the head of Wrestle One in Japan, and you were formerly president of All Japan Pro Wrestling. Do you like being an administrator, somebody who runs the companies? What's that like for you after having been in the ring for so long?
こんなに素晴らしい、あの、武藤さんは、あの、プロレスのスターだけど、今の時はあのラストワンの会長とかあの前もあのボスのオージャパンの時はそういういろいろな会社のお仕事あの大変でしょって
大変です
He said, yeah, it's a lot of work being an administrator.
レッスルワンって今あのカズ林っていうのが社長しててもう今俺少しもう引いててカズが頑張ってて
He says he just back right now it made myself easier by because Kaz Hayashi, remember the Kaz Hayashi?
Of course!
And he's the president of the company right now, so he does day-to-day operation and all the details of the company, and he reports to him, so life is a little bit easier for him. Yeah.
Now, how much creative input do you have with Wrestle One? Is that something you enjoy? You know, the booking process.
Wrestle One ではブッキングとか声出しま Wrestle One のブッキングとか声出しましたか？
もう経営も何もあのタッチしてなくて。今自分のことだけやってればいいからすげえハッピー今
He says I'm very happy now because I just have to worry about myself, my persona. I don't have to deal with day-to-day operations. And Kaz Hayashi does a great job, so he's very happy right now.
Let me ask a few cliched questions as we get ready to wrap up here. Who are your one or two favorite opponents ever? Who do you feel brought the best out of you in the ring?
誰が武藤さんでもケイジ武藤さんでもグレイムタでも誰が一番いい試合やったと思いますかあのずっと初めから今まで、That's very difficult ね。
あい、まあ、俺覚えてるのはこのボルティモアでスティングとフレアで俺とテリファンクで試合やったして多分ボルティアボルティア
も。One of my favorite is the Flair, Sting versus Muto and Terry Funk.
That one of my favorite too.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yep,
right here in Baltimore.
I remember right here in Baltimore. That was tremendous.
That's one of the come to his mind as one of his favorite matches.
What about in Japan? Best opponent, best match in Japan.
日本で what? 日本で試合した人とか一番。
俺のその歴史の中で高田の UWF の高田信彦と
There was a guy named UWF the Takada さん。
でそれがあの東京ドームでやったんだけど10月ここの1995年の
1995 he had a match with Takada and of UWF and Tokyo Dome show
その時のあのマガジンあのプロレスのマガジンもニュースペーパーも今まで過去一番売れてる。
He said that was the most printed and sold magazine and newspaper of that match from 1995 Tokyo Dome show Takada versus Muto-san.
The media in Japan treats wrestling very different than the media here, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. だからあの日本のメディアだから新聞とかマスコミとか全然こっちより違いますよね。テレビもあんまりないし。Yeah, much different because over there, television even show, even New Japan show them. A TV show doesn't happen till like midnight or after midnight.
プロレスってね、あの、俺もヨーロッパのプロ、ヨーロッパとかメキシコとかいろんなところでプロレスやってるけど。
He said, I had wrestled everywhere, Europe, Mexico, United States, and Japan.
この文化、文化、文化の違いでプロレスのこのスタイルも少し違うね。
He says, because of coverage,even where they wrestle, where they're perceived is much different for each country.
You've been IWGP champion, you've been All Japan Triple Crown champion, you've been every kind of tag champion. What do you think is your biggest accomplishment as wrestling? Is it any of those things I mentioned or something else?
だから、あの、すごい、いっぱいチャンピオンシップを勝ちましたよね、IWGP とか。でもその中で今まで誰が一あどのチャンピオンシップが一番上に思いますかって。
全日本プロレスに所属してて、
When I was with All Japan Pro Wrestling,
ニュージャパンの IWGP を取ったんですよ。
He says, When I was with All Japan, I won the New Japan's IWGP champion.
その時が、
That was probably one of the highest moments.
And that was a big deal because of the crossover, right? There was a time in Japanese wrestling that crossover between the two just didn't exist.
その時代の時も、あの、会社的ではそういう試合はなかったもんね、あんまり。
はい。
で、会社対さ、あの、オージャパン対ニュージャパンの、あの、ベルトなかった。Yeah, that wasn't commonplace. So it was probably one of the first time.
And finally, at 56, I'm sure you haven't had your last match, but you know,Who knows when that'll be, but how do you think you'll be remembered? How will Kijimuto be remembered once he retires and is out of wrestling?
もし今56歳で、あの、武藤さんが引退するときは、どういうふうに、あの、ファンが武藤さんのことを思い出、思ってくれますかと。
一番俺のやりたい引退は、できるかどうか分かんないよ。一番、あの、俺、デビュー戦、デビューは、長野とやってるんですよ。長野。
長野さん。
長野正弘と、あのデビュー戦やってて、フィニッシュも長野とやったら面白いなって。
So his debut was against Chono way back in the days, and he would like he don't know if it can happen or not, but he would like his final match versus Chono-san.
I'd like to see that myself.
だけど引退しないよ、まだ。
He said, まだ、まだ、まだ、I'm not going to retire, まだまだ so don't get excited.
Well, look, Muda, thank you so much. This was marvelous. Sonny, thank you. It was an absolute... Wasn't it great, guys? I mean, this is a one-of-a-kind performer here. Nobody better. So thanks to the great Muda, to Sonny Ono as well,
thank
my、
you.
Old friend from WCW. And thanks to you. We got more coming up. Keep it right here at StarCast.
There are those that say in professional wrestling, on the route, Mount Rushmore rather, of this great sport, that man, Kijimuto, is arguably deserving of a spot there. And we heard today exactly why from my colleague Mark Madden, thanks to Sonny Ono, and especially thanks to Kijimuto, the great Muda, one of the all-time greats. If you have the time, even if you don't,Dial up the network, dial up YouTube, and watch what this man did during his career. It's phenomenal. You will not be disappointed. And speaking of not being disappointed, first, tonight, right here in Baltimore at Royal Farms Arena, it's full gear from AEW. An incredible array of talent going to be on display just down the street from right here at Rams Head Live. But still to come, we're going to take about an hour break on stage. But coming up at 2 o'clock today,I will sit down for a one-on-one with, damn, Ron Simmons. That's coming up at 2 o'clock today. We're going to hit on everything from Warner Robins High School up until what he did last night. It's an interesting story. You won't be disappointed in what Ron Simmons has to say. And then coming up later this afternoon, it's World Championship Women, Medusa, Missy Hyatt,and Baby Doll, all on stage at the same time, swapping stories. You know that's going to get out of control. Can't wait for that one. Stick around, 2 o'clock, Ron Simmons at StarCast 4.